Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and song savant, James Lambkin, ready with your dose of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle music trivia can be played solo, in teams, or against each other. You do what you want. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2017. Good or bad? And 80s slow jams. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players over in Phoenix, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think about a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are turning the clock back to the year 2017. To paint the picture, it was the year that Warren Beatty announced the wrong winner at the Oscars, and Selena Gomez just had a life-saving kidney transplant. We have 5 questions for you, all about music news from the year 2017. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. In April and May of 2017, which music festival became a disastrous event, and later the subject of both a Netflix and Hulu documentary? Question 2. In February 2017, Adele performed a tribute at the Grammys for which UK music icon, who passed away 2 months prior? Question 3. In March 2017, a mother in the UK was arrested after playing the song Shape of You by which artist too loudly and repeatedly? Question 4. In October 2017, which 80s Heartland rock star passed away, known for playing with their band, The Heartbreakers? Question 5. Released in January 2017, which song by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee became the most viewed music video of all time on YouTube? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is good or bad. You're going to receive clues about 5 hit songs, all of which had either the word good or the word bad in their title. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Now, here are the clues. Question 6. This 1966 hit by the Beach Boys is memorable for its use of an electro-theremin instrument, usually associated with sci-fi films and shows. Question 7. In 2012, Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen hit the charts with Positive Vibes on this temporal hit single. Question 8. This track was a 2022 hit for Steve Lacy after taking off on TikTok, and describes something that you might want to give up. Question 9. Bon Jovi released this hit song in 1988, which sounds like an expired prescription. Question 10. Flo Rida sampled soul singer Etta James on the chorus of this 2011 hit single. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s slow jams. No, we aren't talking about doing a slow dance to a ballad. In this round, you're going to hear some classic 1980s hits, but they have been slowed down substantially. For each song you can correctly guess from the snippet, give yourself 1 point. You can also get another point for correctly guessing the artist who sang the song. Let's take a listen to those 80s hits. Question 11. In this world we're just beginning to understand the miracle of living. Maybe I was afraid before, but I'm not afraid anymore. Question 12. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a little break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. All the answers are at my fingertips. Let's kick off with the year 2017. Question 1. Fyre Festival. Despite celebrity endorsements, they had issues with security, food supply, and medical support for attendees. Question 2. George Michael. Adele fumbled the start of the performance and had to restart it again on live TV. Question 3. Ed Sheeran. The mother was jailed for 3 months for continual noise disturbance, including playing Shape of You on repeat for 30 minutes. Question 4. Tom Petty. He passed away just a week after finishing his 40th anniversary tour with the Heartbreakers. Question 5. Despacito. It held the crown for most viewed music video for around 3 years. Continuing on to round 2, good or bad. You were trying to guess hit songs that all either had the word good or the word bad somewhere in their title. Question 6. Good Vibrations by Beach Boys. Question 7. Good Time by Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen. Question 8. Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. Question 9. Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Question 10. Good Feeling by Flo Rida. For our final round today, we played you some classic hits of the 1980s with the tempo turned down. Remember, 2 points are available for each, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. The songs that you were hearing were... Question 11. Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle. Question 12. Perfect by Fairground Attraction. Question 13. Hurts So Good by John Mellencamp. Question 14. Into the Groove by Madonna. And question 15 was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It can help others to discover and enjoy this too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.